this week we've got something pretty special. It's something that honestly happens spontaneously. I have a group that many of you are a part of right now, and if you're not, you're going to want to get involved in it as soon as possible. Go to facebook.com/groups/TheRelentlessMovement. Anyhow, in that group, I posted something, and I posted a question. I said, in your business, what is the thing you're shooting for? What's the thing you're working for? What's the thing that you want to someday achieve? And I thought that I would create a poll to find out, to get a little bit more connected with how I could help people out. And I posted three different options. Option number one, earn $1 million a year. I thought that, you know, for some people that might be pretty exciting to break into that seven-figure club. Option number two, to never work weekends again. I know if you're out there building a business, building a sales business, you know what it's like. You gotta work sometimes 6-7 days, and you know, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, sometimes you're missing soccer games and kids events. And I thought that'd be a great idea, right? To have that as a goal or as a future outcome. Or third, to close 100 units or more. So I thought income, freedom, or results, you know, one of those three, unit-based results, right? And what happened was something I wasn't expecting. What happened was the group formed a fourth option, which was acquire assets. And so, you know, so many of them started voting for that one that I couldn't in my consciousness just like leave them hanging like that, you know? I couldn't. And so as a result of that, I said, you know what? I need to do a little class. I need to do a little webinar for this group. And I went ahead and did the webinar, and it went spectacular. It was obviously live, it was recorded, and I captured it and I saved it. And essentially what happened is I want to share that webinar with you. And at the end of the webinar, I ended up making an announcement that is pretty exciting. And it's an announcement that was based off the fact that so many people realized during the webinar that they're in survival mode. I don't want to ruin it for you, you watch it. And I know that in order to get out of survival mode, it's not just something that you say, it's something that you have to learn. It's something that you have to be guided through. It's something that you have to be shown. And I made an announcement, and at the end of the webinar, just kind of sit tight, I'm gonna show you how you can participate in that announcement and how you can get the guidance you need to build yourself a business empire. Enjoy. All right, guys, there's about 50 of us now that are going to go ahead and that are participating. So let's go ahead and get started here. I'm going to recommend you grab a notepad and a pen. I actually have my own notes. As this is going to be an important conversation, yet for some of you, it's going to be a challenging conversation, to be quite frank with you. I don't know how to not challenge. I don't know how to not confront. Because so many people want abundance, so many people want to buy assets, so many people want to earn a lot of money, and yet there's nobody out there confronting people and really telling them what has to happen, right? And so before I start this conversation, I thought I'd share with you guys a little bit about my story, because there's a lot of you that don't know me here. We've added about 200 people to the group just in the last 2 weeks. So this thing is really starting to kind of grow. About 7 years ago, guys, I was in a place that was pretty rough. And it was pretty rough in that I had completely lost all hope. I had completely lost my confidence. I had completely lost my guts. I had completely lost, I lost my income. I was earning $1,100 a month, I think. It was something like that. I couldn't afford rent. We couldn't afford groceries. My mother-in-law, who's in the house helping right now, had to literally buy us groceries. It was bad. And Anyhow, I'm bringing that up because you guys now see the aftermath, right? You see the effects of everything that I will be showing you in our program once it launches. And that's kind of like the cool thing to see, you know. What you don't know that is that everything that is here today was thought out 7 years ago. And it was thought out and envisioned back at a time where, quite frankly, I had a very difficult time envisioning. I had a very difficult time believing. I had a very difficult time getting out of bed as I was struggling in a very deep depression. And I know that's tough for you guys to believe, but honest to God, that's where I was, right? And so I decided something 7 years ago. I decided that I was going to build something that would allow me to impact people at the level that I wanted to impact them at, which quite frankly is the only thing that happens in my head all day long. I don't know why I'm wired this way, but all I think about is how to help other people get here. Because I don't want to be the only one on the private jet going to the private island. That's no fun. That's no fun. And I want to take a lot of people with me, you know. And so our company has served as a little bit of a melting pot for my ideas, my thoughts, so forth and so on. And lives have been changed, quite frankly. And yesterday I had this idea because we're formulating everything we're going to launch here in a second. But yesterday I had an idea and I wanted to really know what is it that you guys want to get out of this thing, right? And I started a poll. And the poll gave you a couple of different answers that you could pick from. And I want you to write them down real fast. I asked, you know, what's the most important thing that you'd like to get out of your business? Number one, $1 million a year in earnings. Just write that down. I think it's healthy for you to write that down, even though you've never thought about it. Just write it down. It's just a number. $1 million a year in earnings. Number two, to never work weekends again. Never work weekends again. Or number three, to go out and sell 100 units in a year. Right? To go out and sell 100 units in a year. And what happened was something that I wasn't expecting. What happened, quite frankly, was you guys came up with your own little answer, right? And which was very cool, by the way, and I really appreciate that. You guys came up with option number four, which was acquire and own assets. Acquire and own assets. And it just so happened that yesterday I'm having dinner celebrating an incredible month with my partner in our investment business. And that we closed five transactions so far month to date. And did six figures each in this month. And we've got like two to three more back-to-back months of this type of volume coming. So we were just here. I mean, we're happy. And happy more than anything. I was happy for my friend, guys. I was happy for my friend because when you care about people and you care about people's growth, that's what makes you the happiest, you know? I was happy in the fact that my friend, and you're going to hear his story in the podcast that I just posted, but I was happy in that my friend was a different human being 7 years ago, and now my promise became true. I told him that he would be able to earn more in 1 month than he used to in a year, and he would be able to do that legally versus illegally. And if you don't know the story, you got to watch the podcast. And that happened this month. And that made me just so proud to be his friend, so proud to be his mentor. And it just made me happy. Well, as we're sitting there, a deal comes up to us. And a deal comes up, and that deal is, and I'm going to have you write this down, because I will teach you more in the program details. I'm not going to cover too much details today about deal structure, but I'll teach you more about that in the program we're going to launch. But here's the numbers behind the deal. There's a three-bedroom, two-bath house There's a lot where we could build another three-bedroom, two-bath house. And it's in the yellow jacket zone of USC, which, if you don't know what that means, that's an area where USC basically hires these guys in yellow jackets to patrol the area, make sure that everything is safe. And it's an area where USC will get people into these rooms at $1,500 a month per room. So $1,500 a month per room at six rooms, we're talking about $9,000 a month in income and rents. Well, when you're all in the property at $575,000 and you're receiving $9,000 a month, guys, that's a 14.9% cap rate in Los Angeles. That's unheard of. That doesn't happen. Right now, people are happy with 5% cap rates. And so, yeah, that was exciting. And it was exciting because I think we can find like one of those a month. And when I went ahead and I saw the deal, I didn't think twice. I said, let's buy it. Let's send the money tomorrow. I didn't think twice. Right after that conversation, okay, I saw all that was happening in this group. And it's kind of crazy the way the universe lines things up, but here I am getting a deal like that, saying yes, right? Basically acquiring another asset, how to get more assets. And, you know, my conscience does not allow me to leave you hanging like that and to just let you throw out there, we want to learn how to get more assets, and me not do anything about it. So that's what today is about, all right? And I wrote down a couple of key points that are going to be, I think, challenging and yet are going to show you the reality of how to get this done. And so the first thought is this. We want assets. Write it down just like this. We want assets. And we want them why? I think we need to identify why we want assets. And I think we need to identify first specifically why it is that we want assets in this very moment. And I think, and I may be wrong or I may be right, but I think obviously owning assets that produce income for you is the holy grail. It's what everybody should work for, right? But it's also, guys, if I could confront a little bit, it's also a very easy way out of what you must be doing and the business that you're in today. And I'm gonna say that again. It's also a very easy way out mentally. It's a world you perceive someday in the future that is a very easy way out of what you are doing and what you must accomplish today. And that's very confrontational. Because yeah, we wanna get there and everybody wants to own assets, but what I'm gonna share with you today is if you don't get some of the things in check today in order, you could pretty much forget about ever owning an asset because it ain't gonna happen. And so I need to ask you, when you are excited about acquiring assets, I need you to understand within your own heart and soul why it is that that's important to you. And if it's because it's a way out of what is happening today, then you want them for the wrong reasons. And that is something that we need to take care of and handle first, okay? Second point, number two, and I want you to write it down just like this. Your current business is your most important asset. Your current business is your most important asset. Okay? And so what do I mean by that? I mean that the thing you're doing right now to generate income, to both feed your family and hopefully have a little bit of a surplus, is the number one most important asset you have right now. And you may not have ever thought about it that way. You may not have ever thought about it that way. But I felt like it was important for you to start realizing that. Because listen to me very carefully. I would not have been in that dining room. I would not have had the opportunity to say yes immediately if I didn't own, respect, work my ass off for, to build my current most valuable asset, which is my business. And I'm going to say this real fast. Some of you think, oh, well, yeah, Danny, but that's easy because, you know, you're doing 4,000 deals and you have 400 agents. No. It was the same way when I was a real estate salesperson. I created a business. My business was my asset. I sold 150 homes a year. I made $1.5 million in revenue. That's what allowed me to buy properties back then. And so for some of you guys, you need to wake up to the reality that what you're doing right now needs to be respected more, needs to be built more, needs to be appreciated more, and quite frankly, needs to be worked way, way more if you ever want to get into a future where you can acquire assets. If you ever want to get into a future where you can actually buy stuff that creates revenue for you. And so I thought I'd shed a little bit about the three different models or the three different types of businesses that are out there. And I want you to write them down. Number one, there's an income or survival builder. Income slash survival builder. The second, number two, there's a lifestyle builder. A lifestyle builder. And the third, number three, there's an empire builder. Empire builder. There's different types of business people, and there's different types of businesses that you can build. Okay? And we're going to go ahead and talk about each of them to identify which one you are. So the first one is an income slash survival builder. And these are the people who, quite frankly, are always earning from their business just enough to get by. Maybe a little bit more, but not that much more. And the reason that they're doing that is because in their mind, quite frankly, they're still stuck in the employee mentality, trying to be a business builder or a business owner. And so all of the activities, all of the effort, all of the struggle, all of the strife only returns just enough to pay the bills. It was interesting. I was speaking to somebody yesterday, happens to be one of our agents that we work with. I was having lunch with him, and he's like, yeah, man, you know, my biggest struggle is I put the pedal to the metal, and then I take the pedal off. And then I put the pedal to the metal, and then I take it off. And I said, quite frankly, I've been doing this long enough, by the way, to where I kind of understand the way this works, you know? And I said, yeah, it's because you're not clear with what you want, and you don't want anything big enough to get excited over. He goes, oh, no, that's not true. I want the best in life. Okay. Conversation keeps going. And he brought it up again. He says, yeah, man, if I could just get past the, the fact that I always seem to, like, take the pedal off the metal. I go, dude, can you listen to me right now? And by the way, we happen to be sitting on the beach in Laguna Beach with multi-million-dollar houses, so forth and so on. I go, the problem is that you're not clear with what you want. Chapter two in the Resilience Roadmap, which, by the way, if you haven't bought it, I don't know what to tell you. It's the best $14 you could ever invest in yourself. It's a phenomenal book that you need to read. And he says, no, that's true. That's not true. Okay, damn it, I'm going to prove to you, because then he pissed me off, right? Because I know what I'm talking about, people, and some of you are going to resonate with this story. I said, how much does it cost you to live? He says, $4,500 a month. You see, that's the problem right there. How dare you tell me you want the best in life when it costs you $4,500 a month to live, and you live in freaking Laguna Beach? That doesn't make sense. That means you're living in some little piece of shit apartment or something is going on, and you happen to be selling real estate. Of course you take the pedal off. Why? Let me prove it to you, step number two. What is your average commission check right now in the business? Right about 10. I go, yeah, I know it's about 10. And how many deals are you on track to close this year? He goes, let me tell you, 6. He says, how did you know that? It's simple. Because you're taking the pedal off the metal because your wiring and your subconscious is only has you in business for one person. You are an income slash survival builder. You're just earning just enough to get you by. Do the math. 6 times 10 is the absolute perfect number to be able to allow you to pay your monthly overhead on a month-to-month basis. I'm talking to some of you right now. Some of you right now are income slash survival builders, and you've never realized it because nobody's ever told you that. And everything that you do on a day-to-day basis, the purpose of it, listen to me very carefully, the purpose of it, it ain't to get wealthy. It ain't to kick ass. It ain't to be number one. It isn't to build a legacy. It isn't to do anything but one thing. It's very simply to generate enough income to survive. The second type of builder is a lifestyle builder. A lifestyle builder. A lifestyle builder is a builder that builds a business for one purpose, and that is to support a lifestyle. Now, there's all different kinds of lifestyles, right? Some people, you see them and you admire them because they're on vacation like every 2 months. Who knows what I'm talking about here? Shoot me a little thumbs up or something, right? On vacation all the time, like all the time they're on vacation, which, hey, God bless them. That's what they want. To them, that's the lifestyle that they want to build for, right? Some people, the lifestyle that they have is that they want to have expensive stuff and they want to wear a Hermes belt and they want to drive 2 Ferraris and they want to have Fucci sunglasses and do all that crap. Okay, that's a lifestyle. So you're building a business just to support that lifestyle, right? Some people love to be able to give back and to contribute and to build homes for the poor and to go on missions and do things like that. That's a lifestyle, right? Nothing wrong with it. Just understand that that is the profile of a lifestyle builder. And the third, guys, the third is an empire builder, an empire builder. And this is a person who goes about their business, who does activities, who learns lessons for one purpose and one purpose only, and that's to build an empire. Guess out of the three, who's the one that gets all the assets? Who could tell me? Comment, 1, 2, or 3. I'll tell you right now, do you think it's number one? It's tough to acquire assets if all you're doing is building a business to just help you survive. Think it's number two? You might get a couple. You might get a couple, yeah. You might do, you know, just enough to buy a couple of assets. The one who gets all the assets, my friends, is number three. It's number three. Yeah. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Louis. Thank you, Jose. Thank you, Laura. Number three, the empire builder is the one who gets everything. The empire builder is the one who has the freedom to get everything. The empire builder is the one who has the leverage, the liquidity, because they've built an empire, people. They've built an empire. It's very clear, isn't it? I'm so glad you got everybody saying number three, number three, number three, number three. And so, you know, I know one way, and, you know, I see a lot of our agents here, and I see a lot of our future coaching community clients here, because trust me, we're going to create something special, but fortune favors the bold. That's right, Gregory. I know one way to operate, and that's to tell you the raw truth and to get deep into the consciousness of what's going on in here. Because if you can figure out what's going on in here, then we can figure out what's happening out here. You want assets? You need to answer this question right now. Are you an income or survival builder? Are you a lifestyle builder? Or are you truly an empire builder? I need to know, what are you right now? It doesn't mean that's not what you're going to become with my help. I'm gonna help you. But right now, who are you right now in this very moment, or at least before I made you aware of it? Scared money don't make up no money. That's right, Sanjesh. Have you been being an income or survival builder, a lifestyle builder, or an empire builder? And by the way, let me give you a little hint. If you don't have the empire, you're probably not an empire builder. Right? Out of 100 people, one is an empire builder. Okay. See, that's where we start. We start with being honest. Gabriel says I'm a one. Concepcion says I'm an income. Good. but you're working on it. That's fine, guys. That's fine. Okay, Jose and Crystal say they're a two. Tony says a one. Got to work on that, my friend. Giselle says a one, right? Good, good. Listen, this is how we grow. Alan says survival, right? This is how we grow, people. We grow by being honest. So much bullshit ego going on in our industry right now that nobody talks, nobody helps, nobody opens up, nobody does anything. Guess what? That's why nobody grows. You want to grow? Share. Open up, right? Good. Wendy says a two. Jose says a one. Rosa says a one. Janice says a two. Laura is, I love it, Laura. Laura, you know, and Laura, I can remember we've had some deep conversations. Laura was a one and is exiting and going into two. There you go. Atta girl. Vanessa's a two. Nicole is a two. Good. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Manny, that's just because of where you are right now. You just moved into a new area. Stop beating yourself up. Okay. So now, people, listen to me very carefully. Now that you've identified where you are, it's very easy for you to see why you can't acquire assets. Now you see what I mean by the number one asset you have right now is the current business that you're currently in right now. This is not an infomercial. This is not get rich quick. This is not buy properties with no money down. This is not any of that. Even though, by the way, we're going to buy that unit and that and those units, even though I have the money, I'm not going to use my money for it. That's a whole nother story. This is real talk. I'm going to share with you, if you want to build an empire, I'm going to give you a couple of points. And then in August, I'm going to unleash the world's greatest coaching community to really help you to build that empire. Okay? So who gets now, who understands now that if they ever want to acquire assets first, they need to handle number one, home base right now. Whether you're a real estate salesperson, whether you're in loans, whether you're in title, whether you own a restaurant, whether whatever, if you don't ever get this thing handled straight, if you don't ever get this thing producing and pumping continuously, income, revenue, units, guess what? You'll never have the freedom to go out and get those assets. Okay? And all it takes is, it's going to take coaching. We're going to coach you through that, absolutely. But it also takes a little bit of a shift, and we need to learn and build what an empire is. All right. I'm going to blow your mind here. And I'm going to take you back, not Danny today. I'm going to take you back to Danny that built the first empire. 150 deals a year, right? Working 4.5 days a week. And I'm going to tell you exactly how I built it. And I'm going to trip you out because some of you guys didn't catch what happened yesterday in this poll. Okay? Annabella, looking forward to our first coaching call, by the way. Yesterday's poll, I asked, what of the three things do you most want? I asked you, do you want to earn $1 million a year? Do you want to never work weekends again? Or do you want to close 100 units a year? That's what I asked, right? It's kind of interesting. Some of you avoided those three. You wanted the easy way out. You wanted the assets. Let's be a little real here, right? And so I'm going to tell you right now the secret to how I built my first empire, right? And I'm going to tell you that because every single one of you listening to me can do it. And you'll especially be able to do it once I package everything and show you the way. I'm a highly competitive person, highly competitive, sometimes to a fault, I admit that. And as I've gotten older, I've become more mature and I've learned to compete more within myself than to compete with other people. And by the way, I'll be the first to admit to you that that's a work in progress, right? It's a work in progress. It's a journey that I'm on. And so back in the day when I was an agent I was building my business, right? Because I never was an income survival builder. I never was a lifestyle builder. I was one guy and I always will be one guy, and that's an empire builder. Well, I wanted to build an empire as a real estate salesperson. So I looked around, right? I looked around and I said, all right, What does everybody do? What does everybody do in real estate? Everybody works 7 days a week. Everybody does that. Everybody earns $100,000 a year. Everybody does that. And everybody closes 20 to 30 deals a year. Everybody does that. Everybody does that. That's all day long. That's the typical profile of what you and I think is a top producing agent. Six figures, 30 deals. Yes or no? Can somebody please, for the love of God, shoot me a little yes or a thumbs up and just, can we get this out of the way? Like if you're in an office and you're doing 30 deals a year, you are like, oh my God, you're like the best. You're the greatest, right? Forget about the fact that you have no leverage. Forget about the fact that we're working 7 days a week and killing ourselves. Forget about all that, right? In our industry, once you get those 30 deals, right, or a little bit more, you're the king or queen. Yes or no? Okay, good. Great. Want to learn how I built my empire? I looked at those three categories and I said, I want to be different. I want to do what nobody around me is doing right now. I want to do something special. And whatever everybody else is doing, I want to do it 10 times better. By the way, you guys can see now why the company does what it does. It's the same thinking. Watch what's going to happen with the coaching community we're about to launch. Watch. And so I told myself, all right, in those three categories, what? Back then, competitive self, right? What would make me just win the game? Like, I want to win the game. I want to win the game at the highest level, right? Well, number one, nobody earns $1 million a year in real estate. Nobody. I mean, it's very rare. Would you guys agree? It's very, very rare. Everybody gets stuck at that $250,000, $300,000 mark. Nobody ever actually makes it to that $1 million mark. So I'll tell you what. I'm gonna play a little game with myself. I'm gonna not only blow past that mark, I'm gonna go to $1.5 million. That's the goal, $1.5 million. By the way, I did this as I'm 21 years old in my head. You understand? And I gave myself a timeline. All right, well, that's the first one. $1.5 million compared to everybody else here around here. Back then it was, you know, my little office or whatever. $1.5 million, and everybody else is making $100,000. Now it's $200,000 because the economy is just a little bit better. Okay, yeah, that all means that I'm winning the game. Okay, good. All right, good. So that's number one. Second, number two, everybody works 7 days. I don't want to do that. Everybody works 7 days, and quite frankly, I want to build something special. I want to build something that allows me to work 5 days a week. I want to build something that allows me to have my cake and eat it too. I want to build something that allows me to not work on weekends if I don't want to. So, all right, good. That's the second step. The second step is I'm not going to work weekends, and I'm going to put together a plan, and I'm going to actually show, I'm going to actually execute that plan, and I'm going to give myself some time because right now I'm in launch mode and I'm getting things going, but I'm going to give myself some time. And the reality is that, by this date, I will no longer work weekends. Okay, great. Number three, everybody does 30 deals. Everybody. If I could pull off like 100, that would be pretty cool. I don't want to stop at 100. I'm going to go for 150. I just want to make it very, very clear that in the empire that I am building, this is the winning formula. So I thought that number would make it very, very evident that I had created something very, very special. I'm bringing this up to all of you guys because you all want to acquire assets, right? Well, guess what allowed me to acquire assets even back then as a real estate agent? One, I wanted to build a business that made me $1 million a year or more. Two, I wanted to build a business that allowed me to only work 5 days a week. Three, I wanted to build a business that allowed me to sell 100 units or more. Four, this is the key, I decided to be an empire builder. An empire builder. Because I realized that building an empire is the only way to acquire assets. It's the only way. It's absolutely the only way. And so that's the way I did it back then. That's the way I will continue to do it, is by understanding the consciousness that there will always, guys, always be three types of builders of businesses. And you need to make a decision about which one you are, a survivor builder, a lifestyle builder, or an empire builder. Now, there's a lot of details that go into building momentum and selling more houses. There's a lot of skills involved. There's a lot of all of that involved. And yet the reality is that before we go into any of that, if you read the book, I'm very, very clear about it. Step one, chapter one is what? You got to live by faith and not by fear. Some of you are living by fear, and that's why you're income survival builders. The book is written in a way to help you become an empire builder. And so if you haven't read that, that's step number one. You have to read that 100%. Step number two, you have to get clear with what you want. If you want to just get by, and if your thinking is just survival mode, and if your thinking is very simply to just earn enough to get by, well then guess what? That's all you'll ever get. What was the key to my success back then, and what will always be the key, is that in my mind, I wanted to build an empire. Are you catching this, people? Are you catching this? Then the rest of the chapters of the book are very simple. It's make a plan, right? Go take massive inspired action. Listen to me, if you're an income survival builder, guess what? You don't need to take massive inspired action because there's nothing to get inspired about. There's nothing to get inspired about. When you're trying to build an empire, that's different. There's a lot to get inspired about. You're inspired very, very, very easily. You're inspired every single day, and you'll stop at nothing to go out and do what it is that you want to do to accomplish the empire that you have in mind. Has this helped, and has this helped wake you up a little bit? Shoot me a little yes or whatever. What are your thoughts? Or what are your thoughts so far, and what are you learning so far? Shoot me over right now. What are your thoughts, and what have you learned so far? And then I'm going to do something a little spontaneous that I wasn't planning. What have you learned so far? Text it over. What'd you learn, Wendy? What'd you learn, Samuel? What'd you learn, Alan? Tony, what'd you learn? Don't give me a yes. Come on, give me raw and real. I want to know what you learned. Vanessa, what'd you learn? Fabiola, what'd you learn? Fern, what did you learn? You have to vocalize it. Gary, we were talking about this the other week. I just didn't know how to explain it exactly. I think you understand it now. So Gary says, I got to think bigger. Lorena says, yes, making that plan, live by faith. Manny says, get past step one as quickly as possible. Yeah, Manny, just remember, you're probably going to be in step one for a little bit while you're getting the momentum built, okay? Connie says, I need to put in the work. Jose and Crystal say, I need to be very, very clear on what your goals are and then execute. Get clear, let go of the fear, stop living in fear. People, the only reason you're living in survival is because you're living in fear. By the way, the conversation I had with that guy, please, I'm just gonna stop right here for a second. Let me let you guys talk. Create a business plan and make it better. Make the plan. You need to step up and truly set new expectations. Have a bigger dream. I just opened my eyes. I was definitely on the wrong path. Omar, get clear with what you want. Omar, that's why we're not hiring people that we need to hire, because we're not thinking empire, my man. Okay? And we'll talk about that a little bit more. Laura says, it helps me see I'm going in the right direction. You are, and it's a marathon, not a sprint. Yes, my friend, yes. Lewis says, although I built a good living for myself and a great skill set, I need to do and envision all that. Yeah, Lewis, we're going to help you with that. Don't worry, my man. Need to switch from 2 to 3. Get out of effing survival mode. That's right, Giselle. I love you too much to let you stay there, my friend. But this was good. I needed to help communicate it in this way. My goal needs to be bigger than your laziness. Carlos, you're only lazy because you don't want anything. I'm sorry. You don't want anything. You're perfectly fine with what you have right now. Come up with a structured plan. Go from 40 to 50 to 100. Yeah, come on. Let's do it. Focus on the bigger picture. Yes, 1 million income-producing company. That's right. Heck, Jose, at least let's get to 500,000 first. You know what I'm saying? 500,000, then 750, and then 1 million. You got to stretch yourself, right? So I'm going to take you back to that lunch story that I had with the individual, right? And I was challenging him, and he finally goes, oh, man. And I go, you don't want anything big enough. That's why you're just surviving. He goes, yeah, but big around here is 11 million. You know, he started pointing at the houses on the beach. And I go, all right, well, go get it. Go get it then. There's nothing stopping you. And I said, do the math, right? Do the math. Heck, maybe it's not 11 million. Maybe it's 5 million. Maybe it's a $5 million house. All right, what's a good down payment on that? 10%, 20%? All right, fantastic. What does it cost you right now to live? Fantastic. How many deals will you have to put together to get the down payment and to be able to live and to be able to do all the above? We figured out he could have it in 2 years. Versus with the mental block he was thinking out of, he was never going to get it. Never going to get it. And so, guys, all I can say is, you know, I don't do this too often in this group because I am formulating, obviously, the structure for what is to come. But I'm going to go ahead and do something right now that I feel needs to be done. Monday, August the 7th. Monday, August the 7th. I want you to write that down. But, well, no, screw that. Next week. Next week, okay? Wednesday. Wednesday the 2nd. I'm going to have a webinar at 6 p.m. in the evening, okay? Wednesday the 2nd, I'm going to have a 6 p.m. evening webinar, all right? And if you would like to attend that webinar, I'm going to be posting a link in this group, probably even on this message thread. I'm going to be posting a link for you to enjoy and for you to join the webinar. And here's what the webinar will be about. The webinar will be about the fact that, yeah, you're inspired right now. Yeah, you can have and build an empire. Yeah, but there are a lot of details that you need to learn about, you need to battle through, you need to identify with, and that you need to be taught that will help you get to the empire and will help you to build the empire. Quite frankly, you need a lot of guidance, you need a lot of lessons, and you need a lot of learning. And next Wednesday at 6 p.m., hold on 1 second. Let me see if that works. You know what? That's fine. We'll do it Monday. We'll do it Monday, August the 7th. Monday, August the 7th at 12 p.m. All right? That's better for Eastern time. That's better for West Coast. Monday, August the 7th at 12 p.m. We're going to have a webinar. And that webinar is essentially going to explain to you what our new coaching community is going to be all about and what it's going to do for you and how you can participate in. Or I'm going to tell you right now, some of you that are stuck in scarcity, this could get you excited all day long. You ain't going to participate in anything because it's going to cost you money. And you have some weird demonic issue with investing in yourself. And so I'm telling you that right now so that you can start dealing with that right now. Because like my friend Eddie Salinas that trusted in me to help him get from zero and basically just out of jail into last month earning just shy of multiple six figures and having 2 to 3 more months of that type of income coming in,
That's the same thing we can do to you, but it's going to take a little trust. It's going to take a little faith. It's going to take a little guts, or you can stay stuck in income survival mode for the rest of your life. That's kind of on you, you know. So I'm going to post the link to the webinar. I'll post it here. I'll post it everywhere. Give me about an hour to kind of set it all up. And then I will see you Monday the 7th at 12 p.m. sharp.
All right. Well, there you have it. So which one are you? Are you a survival builder, lifestyle builder, or empire builder? If you want more information and if you want to participate in the webinar Monday, August 7th, you need to go to facebook.com/groups/The Relentless Movement, as there is a webinar link posted there at the very, very top. Go ahead and sign up, and we'll see you Monday the 7th at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.